Well, let's see. You can talk all you want about the 1927 Yankees. You can talk about the 55 Brooklyn Dodgers. You can go ahead and talk about the daggone 72 Dolphins. But until you've talked about the 1963 Flying L baseball team, you really haven't talked about sports. I'm here to tell you about that team. That team, I happen to be the manager of that team, the snipe, the guy who went and got all the foul balls, the guy who literally carried all the equipment around, all the bats and everything. Why was I that? Because I could not make the baseball team. Simple as that. I could have explained it a million different ways, but that's the bottom line. After trying and trying and trying, no, I was the last guy cut. Nope, I'm sorry. Nope. But on that team, we had a couple of things happen in that year. First of all, in 1963, we lost no foul balls. I lost no foul balls. If the ball was hit foul, I went and found that ball. Look it up. It's a record. I think it still stands right now. The other thing is, a guy by the name of Davis coached the baseball team. Coach Davis, he could lift a house. He was just the strongest guy you've ever seen. Didn't never lift any weights. Just absolutely crazy guy. Nice guy, but a little nutty. On that team, we had a guy by the name of Rudy that played shortstop. Rudy's batting average could be literally written like nomenclature for a science. It was one out of 69 at bats. He got one hit. And kind of crazy. On that team we had Walter Hamilton Foreman playing first base. He played pretty good first base at that time, I thought. No, but I mean, hell. That's coming from a guy who didn't make the team. The thing is, we had Jay Clinton on there. And I'll tell you a funny story about Jay. It's not really that funny, but Jay and I, we were supposed to be down. We were going to go drive down to the baseball game at North Miami High. There was a big game down there. And in fact, Clinton was so good that a bunch of scouts were coming out to the game. They were going to college scouts. I think there were a couple of pro guys there going to watch him, you know, watch him pitch. And so Jay and I decided, well, we're going to take the women with us today. I had an old Triumph TR3. And four of us all used to pile into this car and drive everywhere. But so today we were going to pick up I was going to pick up Jay, and we were going to go by and get his girlfriend, and I was going to go by and get Sarvis, and we were all going to go to the game. Well, for some reason, I was late. I think it was that Mother had made dinner or something like that, but anyway, I had to eat, and it was just unbelievable, but I got down there to pick up Jay late from school. I had the two girls with me. I'd already grabbed them. As I pulled up to Fort Lauderdale High, all I could see was Jay waving to me from a car, his father's car, and his father had had to come by there and pick him up and rush down to the game. Now, we got down to the game. We both pulled in the same place. Fording gets out. He's hugging her, and she's hugging him and everything. And now, the game is getting ready to start. Jay goes running in and tells Davis, he says, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. Don't worry about it. He says, it's not going to be anything at all. He goes out on the mound, takes about two or three warm-up pitches. The game starts. He walks the first batter, then just hits the second batter, and the third batter, on the first pitch, the ball may have not landed yet. That's how far the guy hit it. Needless to say, Davis pulls him out of the game, and Jay's baseball career pretty much ended on that night. Didn't go much further than that. Mr. Clinton didn't take it well. I was not one of his favorite people from thereafter. But Jay went on to a good career, by the way, at Appalachian State Teachers College in Boone, North Carolina, where he held the record from longest run from scrimmage without scoring. He went 99 yards, only to be pushed out on a one. So it worked out okay for him. Worked out all right. Anyway, but the 1963 Flying L baseball team. Yes, sir, buddy. That was a team. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.